From NPR News, this is Day to Day. In Vermont, several young cadets at a military academy have spent much of the past year interviewing the families of soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. The result is a documentary called Vermont Fallen. And as Steve Zind reports, the project has affected the students in a variety of ways.
For nearly 200 years, the cadets of Norwich University in Northfield, Vermont, have studied the tactics and the history of warfare. Today, they face the very real prospect of using what they learn in combat. These students don't typically dwell on the idea that they could be among the casualties of war and what that would mean for their families. But a group of cadets has been considering just this possibility.
This has been a life-changing experience, without a doubt.
The one-hour documentary that Craig McGrath and his fellow students have produced features scenes from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, interspersed with still photos of the Vermont soldiers who've died in those conflicts. There's no narration, only the voices of the lost soldiers' grieving families.
My worst fear, which is not to be able to remember his voice and his smell and the way he looked. If I feel like even for a split second, I need to see him. I don't want to forget him in my mind.
The students spent hours interviewing the parents, grandparents, wives, and siblings of the fallen Vermont soldiers. Communications professor Bill Estill says it was a difficult experience for some.
Some students, after two or three trips, asked not to go again. It's hard to get it off your mind.
I don't think there's one person that has gone on an interview that hasn't cried.
Amanda Sugai says witnessing the family's grief and considering the dangers she may face hasn't caused her to reassess her decision to join the military.
I know what to expect when there's a war going on, and I know that there's sacrifices that people have to make.
Sugai says the documentary has made her more concerned about how her family would react if something happened to her. Senior Kevin Michael will enter the Army as an officer this year. Michael says listening to the families talk about their lost sons and brothers, he heard the voices of his own parents and siblings.
It's like a change in the way you used to see it. If I were to go down somewhere over there, and I know how my family would probably react as well.
Michael says hearing the voices of the families in the documentary, he realizes he shouldn't leave his feelings for his family unspoken, because there may not be another chance to express them.
And when he had been home in April, I just said, Jeff, I have to ask you something. Of course, I started crying, but I said, I have to ask you for your forgiveness. And he said, why? And I said, because I wasn't the mother I wanted to be.
The voices of the families, tracing the lives of each soldier from childhood to their last moments together, have remained in Cadet Steve Robitaille's mind. Robitaille says he's learned there's more to a deployment than stowing gear and climbing aboard a plane. He says when he ships out, he'll do his best to reassure his family, and he'll try to make certain there aren't any unresolved issues.
I definitely appreciate the time I have with them now, and certainly before I go, I'm, going to express that. But also, I'm going to want to let them know. I don't want them to have any regrets.
And even if it is a little out of character for a serious young soldier who keeps his emotions in check, Robitaille acknowledges the importance of simply telling each member of his family that he loves them.
It's something you want to, but it's still tough.
For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind in Braintree, Vermont.